The suicide last month of a 15-year-old South Hadley girl allegedly bullied by schoolmates is raising questions throughout Massachusetts about how schools, state officials, parents, and students define and deal with bullying. WBUR's Deborah Becker met with some of those who've been directly affected by school bullying, and this morning has this report.
This is it. It's just a little box, and you just click in the little box there.
17-year-old Renee Lepore is a senior at Hingham High School. We've met at a local coffee shop where she's demonstrating an application on Facebook called Honesty Box. Those using it are encouraged to send messages to someone saying what they honestly think about them. Lepore thinks what it encourages is teen bullying.
People can send you things, like awful things to you anonymously, and you won't even be able to find out who they are. I had a couple messages in Honesty Box about my prom dress being ugly. A couple of my other friends got really hurtful ones about their personalities and who they hang out with and that they're ugly, that nobody likes them. Some people's self-esteem really just plummets because of it.
And Lepore should know. When she was a freshman, she was bullied online when another girl pretending to be a boy would regularly send her hurtful instant messages.
The person kept IMing me and I kept saying, like, that's not true. Like, my friends don't think that about me. And they just kept coming and coming and they wouldn't really stop.
The way it did stop, months later, was when Lepore found out from other students who her main online tormentor was, and they talked it out in person. But she never told either her parents or an adult at school until just recently. She says teens often don't speak up because they don't want to get further taunted.
My son was afraid that he would be labeled, and he specifically said, a rat, a snitch, or a fink.
Serdina Walker's 11-year-old son, Carl Joseph Walker Hoover, committed suicide last April after a fight in school. Although she had been discussing months of bullying with officials at the new leadership charter school in Springfield that Carl attended, she says she didn't realize the extent of it.
I believe in my heart, based on my son's case, that there was an awareness that this was going on. Whether it was teachers, staff, cafeteria workers, there was an awareness. If there's an awareness and nothing is being done to stop this, then someone needs to be held accountable.
Accountability is what many parents are calling for in nearby South Hadley, where 15-year-old Phoebe Prince committed suicide last month. She was a freshman, new to South Hadley, and allegedly was bullied in school, at home, and online. Some parents are circulating a petition calling on South Hadley School Superintendent Gus Sayer to step down.
I'm not going to resign over this.
Sayer says both school officials and law enforcement are investigating who knew what about the bullying when, and once the students directly involved are identified, they will likely face criminal charges. Sayer also says South Hadley has been taking steps against bullying, but in this case, it appears that things happened quickly and under the radar of adults.
Unfortunately, the bullying that Phoebe suffered occurred in a relatively short span of time. Probably, you know, as far as we can tell, for perhaps no more than 2 weeks. And she did not discuss it with any staff members or her family.
Requiring teachers to report bullying is just one provision in the 11 anti-bullying bills now before the legislature. State Representative Marty Walls, co-chair of the Joint Education Committee, plans to have one comprehensive bill to lawmakers by the end of this month. She says most Massachusetts schools now have anti-bullying policies in place, but this bill will call for broader changes.
What I really want to get at is focusing on curriculum in schools and trying to change school climates so that you prevent the bullying from occurring in the first place.
Although that may take quite some time, parents like Serdina Walker say they will keep pushing for strong anti-bullying rules.
As difficult as this is for me, I feel like this is going to be Carl's legacy. He was such a fun, loving child, and he was just a wonderful son. And so if I can help reach out and help other children and other parents, then, you know, that will be his legacy. It won't be that, you know, he was bullied in school and, you know, he took his life because of this.
For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.